Thank God every day for the cross. August 22. The cross helps us understand nature. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy works. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. Psalm 92:4. Today, man cannot of himself read aright the teaching of nature. Unless guided by divine wisdom, he exalts nature and the laws of nature above nature's God. This is why mere human ideas in regard to science so often contradict the teaching of God's word. But for those who receive the light of the life of Christ, nature is again illuminated. In the light shining from the cross, we can rightly interpret nature's teaching. In the plan of redemption, there are mysteries that the human mind cannot fathom, things which human mystery cannot explain, but nature can teach us much concerning the mystery of godliness. Then let the minds of the young, as far as possible, learn from nature's book. Every shrub, every tree bearing fruit, all vegetation is given for our benefit. The mysteries of the kingdom of God are to be read in the growth of the seed. God designed that nature shall be to man a lesson book to guide him from the path of disobedience back to God. There is need of a close study of nature under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is giving object lessons. He is making holy truths familiar to the human mind through the most simple things of nature. Every ray of sunshine, every morsel of food or drop of water is a gift of redeeming love and pleads with the sinner to be reconciled to God. The sun and the moon were made by him. There is not a star that beautifies the heavens which he did not make. There is not an article of food upon our tables that he has not provided for our sustenance. The stamp and superscription of God is upon it all. Everything is included in and abundantly supplied to man through the one unspeakable gift, the only begotten Son of God.